It's campaign ad season again. And in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, a new secretive group appears to be attempting to tilt the three-way Democratic contest in favor of one of the candidates, Lucas St. Clair. St. Clair's campaign says it has nothing to do with the TV spots blanketing the airwaves. But as Steve Missler reports, there are signs that the group behind the ads has close ties to St. Clair and his mother, Burt's Bees co-founder Roxanne Quimby.
Mainers will soon get a full dose of campaign season as candidates for Congress and governor roll out television ads that sound a lot like this.
Now she's running for governor to continue her fight for Maine families. Janet Mills for governor.
I'm Adam Cody, and we can't waste time.
These kinds of ads that make a case for a candidate are paid for by their campaigns. And if you want to see who's funding those campaigns, you can. But that's not the case with a new group called the Maine Outdoor Alliance, a nonprofit organization that sprung up in late March. It's now running ads about saving the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument from the Trump administration, an issue that's largely been settled since December when Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said the monument is likely safe from changes. Nonetheless, the ads provide a number to call Zinke so viewers can tell him to leave the monument alone.
Thank you for calling the Department of the Interior's Information and Employee Locator.
The number goes straight to the general number for the Department of Interior, a bureaucracy of over 70,000 employees. But contacting Zinke probably isn't the main purpose of the ads. That's because they focus heavily on the congressional candidate, often credited with making the national monument a reality.
Lucas St. Clair was able to sit with the locals and hear their concerns. He was able to create a plan that worked for everybody.
Lucas St. Clair listened to us. He was very patient and wanted to understand people's concerns. He did an excellent job of explaining it.
Testimonials like that are pretty standard in candidate ads and would make perfect sense in a campaign spot for St. Clair, one of three Democrats in the primary for the 2nd Congressional District seat. St. Clair is often credited with convincing people in the Millinocket region to support the monument, an achievement likely to benefit his campaign. But the Maine Outdoor Alliance doesn't explicitly say it supports St. Clair's candidacy. It's incorporated as a nonprofit, and its ads are classified by the Federal Communications Commission as issue-based, a pair of designations increasingly used by so-called dark money groups that attempt to influence voters, but whose donors can remain secret. Dan Corcoran is a forester who appears in one of the ads, and he says he can't remember the names of the people from Maine Outdoor Alliance who contacted him.
It was not my understanding that it was a campaign ad. It was an ad to identify and build support for the National Monument.
And he says he isn't entirely sure who the Outdoor Alliance is, and that puts him in the same position as the rest of the public. So far, the group isn't responding to requests for comment. But publicly available information offers some clues about who's running the organization. According to articles of incorporation papers filed with the Secretary of State, Nathan D'Esso is the incorporator for Maine Outdoor Alliance. D'Esso runs a business in Scarborough, and according to a 2008 copy of Gould's Academy's alumni magazine, D'Esso was St. Clair's best man at his wedding. D'Esso did not respond to requests for comment. Nor did Brett Kaiser, a Montana-based political consultant linked to the agency that FCC documents show purchased the Maine Outdoor Alliance ads. And Kaiser was hired by Burt's Bees co-founder Roxanne Quimby to lead the monument campaign. And Quimby is St. Clair's mother. She also did not respond to a request for comment.
You know, I don't think there's any question that the people who are doing this are supporters of Lucas and of the effort he put into creating the national monument.
David Farmer is a spokesman for St. Clair's campaign.
We don't know who's doing this.
Farmer says the campaign is not affiliated with the Maine Outdoor Alliance.
We have not talked with them. We have not coordinated with them in any way. And we were unaware of the ad until we saw it like everyone else.
Farmer also says these kinds of ads are the reality of campaign finance laws that many Democratic candidates say are broken. Among them is St. Clair, who addressed the explosion of spending and dark money groups during a candidate forum held in January.
You know, I think that Citizens United and money in politics has been the ultimate corruption of our democracy in our lifetime.
Farmer was asked if St. Clair planned to denounce the dark money ads running on his behalf.
Yeah, we would prefer that it be a straight contest.
So far, it doesn't look like Maine Outdoor Alliance will let that happen. It just increased its television ad buy to over $300,000 for the first half of May. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.